Damn.
You ready?
Coming home late. It said you barely beat the sun.
Is that right? I don't even know what
you barely beat the sun because you was being a hoe in the club. Smelling like some fragrance. All right, we're not singers, so.
Hold on. So if you want some love, and I suggest you go back.
I apologize if you guys had to listen to this shit the whole time.
Sorry, guys. That was our beginning. I love that song. She didn't want to let me play the ratchet song I wanted to play.
I am trying to fit all genres of people, all colors.
Welcome
all
to
shades of Maybelline.
Episode 7 of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
We are very lucky to be here for episode 7, by the way.
Lucky number 7.
I'm Wheezy WTF.
And we're here again to fuck some shit up. I wanted to go
It
ahead.
Almost was each other.
No shit. We got a story to tell y'all in a little bit. But I did want to start off the show by saying thank you for all of our new listeners and everyone who's been tuning in. I also wanted to let you guys know that we do have an Instagram now. If you guys want to follow us at Horrible Decisions. Horrible_decisions.
Why do you always say like you're spitting on a dick?
Horrible. Leave me alone. I actually don't sound like that when I spit on a dick. Thank you very much.
I'll teach you guys how to get the spit out later.
I'm just really grateful for everything. And what I wanted to do kind of before getting into this episode was I kind of wanted to let the new listeners know what they can expect from listening to us. So how we came about this show was, you know, clearly Wheezy's a whore. And I've done some horrible things.
This is exactly why we almost canceled the goddamn.
I know. Anyways, so basically what we decided to do was create a show where it's pretty much raw, unfiltered. And we wanted to show you guys that we are two corporate women. We are not in the sex industry, but we do enjoy sex and we do enjoy speaking on it. And we kind of just want more people to feel comfortable with their sexuality. I appreciate everyone who's been reaching out to me on my Snapchat and my Instagram, sharing their stories with me.
It has been so much fun to read you guys telling us you love us, which I'm still like, what?
And some of you guys asking me to peg you. No, it's not going to happen.
I'll do it.
I am on this show.
It is for research. Damn.
No. Guys, I appreciate you guys listening. And when we start the live shows, I want you guys to come out and show us support and come meet us. But I am not going to bend you over with my strap on. It's just not going to happen. But I do want to thank you guys for tuning in. And I want you guys to continue supporting us. Also, this almost didn't make it to this show.
That's why it's lucky number goddamn 7,
this
because we were
seven.
Gonna fight for the second time in life, bitch. Because I remember where I was when we had the conversation, bitch. I was on 34th and 6th in my gym clothes like, bitch, you done made me late for spin, bro.
So she's talking about, if you guys have not heard yet, episode 5, we actually got into it a little bit on the discussion of promiscuity and how she does not view her lifestyle as promiscuous, but me labeling her as being promiscuous and how that made her feel. And we literally just had such completely different, you know, ideas behind the word promiscuous that we literally got into an argument like, so you gonna act like you're not a hoe now, but we say we a hoe on the show? Like, girl, what is it? Like, you need to decide. And I think it was just more so me pushing that label on her that she didn't like. And of course, a lot of us women hate when we're labeled by other people. And I had to take a step back and realize I was doing that. So
and
how,
the irony
how did I make
of that
it?
Is, yeah. Is the name of our show, which, so when this show happened, I called Mandy up. Mandy and I haven't really been friends in 5 years, right? So I called Mandy up. I'm like, I want us to do this. I sat in on a podcast called No Chaser, shout out to No Chaser Podcast, in the same studio that we're at, Cast Sound Lab. And I was like, I have to do this, and I know who I'm doing it with. And even the name came to me.
Weren't we sitting at dinner?
I was like, oh my God, I got it.
And then we added the decision, because it wasn't going to be horrible.
Yeah. I was like,
and I was
horrible.
Like, decisions. And
yeah, it was
we
great.
We literally came up with the name.
So to come up with
drinking.
A name like that, and you know, feel the way that I felt about that conversation. I wanted to apologize to any women that I made feel bad if they're self-proclaimed promiscuous or if they've ever been called that in any kind of derogatory way, because I wanted us to be the people that made you feel good if you ever slut shamed.
About doing some hoe shit.
You know, and I had to look at me for a second when I listened to it, like, damn, I couldn't handle it. You know, and my insecurities came out in that show and how I was feeling. And I think what happened on that episode was something between Mandy and I that was more personal. Because it's been 5 years, there are times where I'm like, are we being friendly or are we being frenemies? And I don't know. There's right. times when, you know, when I was on the phone with Mandy and I said sorry, she was like, you're a fucking liar. You're not sorry.
I definitely said.
And I was like, bitch, dude, you don't know me anymore. Yeah. And I think what happened in that moment was I felt like she was coming for me instead of it being a discussion, and I felt attacked. And it's stupid because I should have never let a name hurt me when I want all of you to feel good about
whatever
who
names
you are.
You've been called. And I think it is different because for the people who know me, for me, I mean, I started off modeling, as you guys know. I had a sports blog and I've kind of been in the open eye, hanging with celebrities, being, you know, with a lot of followers. And that's just something where I've put myself into that element. And so through the blogs, right. Lord, don't Google me, but through the blogs and everything else, I have been called literally every name in the book. I've been dragged on Twitter. I had a friend of mine who I gave an old phone to and she decided to post my nudes. And
it was
so,
a good one. It was very, you looked very nice.
I mean, I did look nice. That's why I wasn't too mad. But bitch, I mean, shit.
Your tits were perky.
They were perky because Lord knows they're a little bigger now. But I had to tell her that. And I was like, bro, I've been dragged through the mud. And it's just maybe something that she hasn't publicly. But not only that, she just didn't want it coming from me of all people.
And you know, so, I sit here and like, I forget what we're doing. You know, it actually has been very hard for me to listen to an episode the whole way through because I'm like, oh my God. When I remembered that I told you guys that I fucking got really high in a treehouse and pissed on myself, that is a lot, you know. That every week I'm just like, I can't listen to this, you know. But the reason that I think I took it so bad because when I read the definition and it talked about the casualty, a lot of what I'm doing is trying to shine a light on open relationships. And you know, I am dating a girl and I want us to have a boyfriend. And I felt like calling it promiscuous diminished what I'm doing. And I don't want anyone to feel that way. I just left for Denver for 420 to go see a great friend of mine, Lady W. She was big
hey,
on
Deb.
YouTube. I am
she
a freak
my
video.
Friend too.
She's
she
the
my
shit.
Friend too.
And the second I got, she picked me up from the airport. She told me she took offense to me getting so upset about being called promiscuous. And she dates couples and she's open about it
she's
on Twitter
super
and,
open.
And loves what she does. And she was like, I felt like, what the fuck? And
a lot of my friends did too. Like,
yeah,
why does she feel that
way? She did tell me that she didn't think I was. And it's because she said she has always thought I was a relationship girl. She said, since I've moved to New York, she thinks I've been more open.
Listen, it's because she catches feelings for every dick that goes in her mouth.
It is not true. Not everyone, bitch. One in every five, bro.
For every dick that enters her jaw.
Well, the point is, I want to have connections with people. And, you know, like you discuss having bodies. You know that I can't do it. I need to have this thing.
And real quick, because you just mentioned it, I'll go ahead and say so. On the opposite side, I am one who literally differentiates and categorizes anyone who I entered into my life. And so I literally, and I'll share with you guys, why not? This matches the topic. So if anyone's like me, this is how I categorize the men in my life. I have four categories. One is friend zone, which clearly is just a male friend. We do nothing sexual and we just enjoy each other's company, whether we're going to the club, whether I let him smash all my friends,
right,
whatever the fuck. The second one is Jesus, no more names. Then the second category is a bae.
Okay.
Bae would be lawyer bae. I talk about lawyer bae. Bae is someone who I genuinely have emotions for. We do have sex, and he's someone who I'm hoping to have a future with and hopefully a relationship with.
Okay.
Then I have
a body.
I'll do body first. Okay. No, I'll do zaddy first. Body.
What's a zaddy?
A zaddy.
Who's that?
Zaddy, clearly, I've mentioned it on the shows before. I have dealt with married men. And so a zaddy.
Oh my God, bro. We are sitting here.
Okay, I get it, but I don't give a fuck. So a zaddy is one of these guys who pay my bills or who gives me money.
Okay, fair.
You know, and then I have a body. And that's because I genuinely am a nympho and enjoy sex. And so a body is someone who genuinely, we have complete crazy sexual chemistry, but I don't see him as far much. So like 24/7 happens to be a rapper. I've talked about 24/7 before, and it's just like, he has tattoos on his neck, on his face, on his arms, everywhere. And to me, especially being in finance and being corporate, he's someone I could never imagine bringing to a company Christmas party.
Right, right.
Or something like that. Especially because, like I said, I cried because I'm the only black girl in my, you know.
Oh, bitch, wait till I tell you what the fuck happened today. But
in my group.
What you're saying, though, like the body thing, like, you know, I can't do that. And the funny thing is, you would assume that from listening to this show. And I just, you know, NYC has opened me up to just being more sexual and free. I've always been a sexual person with someone I'm with, but New York has just made me, I don't know, like, fuck it. It's Wednesday night. I'll suck a dick. Where normally it was like the weekend. But, you know.
Not only that, bro, you could suck a dick in Manhattan or Brooklyn. And guess what? No one the fuck will ever find out.
It's so awesome in to Orlando, walk down the street. It's my shame.
And we're both from Orlando. And in a city like that, bro, you suck someone's dick, the whole motherfucking city knows by the next week.
And it makes you feel, it makes, like, me feel sexually free. Women in New York are so strong and sexy, and they fucking do everything. They're artists, they're CEOs, and I love it. And so for me, just to wrap this up, I know in my heart, I don't seek sex. I seek connections. And whether it may be hard to believe because my stories are considerably raunchy.
Bitch.
You put me on a leash, tie me up. That takes trust.
Right.
So the crazy sex I have has to be with someone that I trust. And the people I choose to do it with are more worthy, I think, than what I thought promiscuity was. So I'm sorry, again, for making it sound like, whoa.
For the listeners, I do want to go ahead and
hypocritical.
Say. Right. And I think that was my main thing is.
And I didn't want to be labeled.
Right. I don't want to label any women, of course. But to me, when I did say promiscuous, or how we sit here and say, you know, we're making horrible, we're technically calling ourselves whores. And I definitely want you guys to just look at those words and just, they're words. And at the end of the day, if what you think I'm doing makes me a whore or a hoe or a slut or whatever, okay. And I'm just going to sit here and live in my truth. You're more
They're
going to
call you either way,
either
girl.
People
were calling
way.
Beyonce a hoe. She is pregnant with two of our angels, okay? Descended from heaven. Jesus and his dreads came and brought them babies to us. And people call Beyonce a hoe. Like,
I know.
Who else is she fucked?
No shit. Well, actually.
We will cancel the show again, bitch. Watch your fucking mouth.
I can't talk about
You know
Beyonce.
What? Let's wrap
okay,
it up. Let's
okay,
go to Kink
okay.
of the Week. I'm done. And.
Okay. Yeah, what's the... Okay, so guys,
the show's about New York.
Yeah, today the show is about New York. We're going to talk about that. But before, what we like to do and how we like to start our show is with a kink of the week. And we like to get y'all up on these little lingos and shit with the six. So what?
With
the six.
So anyway,
So what is the kink of the week for this week?
Something that's a little near and dear to my heart. It is called masochism, and it is the tendency to derive pleasure, especially sexual gratification, from your own pain or humiliation. What's funny about this is I used to always joke when I was younger watching things on HBO like Cat House, whatever, like, why do people want to be stomped on or humiliated or whatever? And I don't want anything like that, but like, I absolutely love right. to be spit on and called a dirty little slut.
I don't like to be spit on, but I'll say spit in my mouth often.
Okay, I don't mean like a
but I like the little where it drops from their mouth and then goes in mine. Yet where it takes a while because it's a long spit and I'm just
like
waiting
a piece
for
of gum that you pull out of
and
your mouth.
Like my mouth is just
that's kind of lover boy. I was sucking his dick and he was standing up and like he was looking down at me and grabbed my hair and spit on my face and rubbed it in my face.
I don't know if I could do
oh,
that.
Oh, bitch,
one.
I almost came. So anyway, I wanted to bring this up in relation to New York because when I first moved here, I was just exploring the BDSM side of me. I met a guy on Tinder, if anybody remembers him when they were following me on Snapchat.
I remember.
Dude, you know, did I tell you 6'9"?
I remember.
Like, how
yeah.
do you? Oh, wait, and I'm going to have to bleep that out. But
why?
Anyway, it's
why?
A huge company.
So who fucking cares?
Girl, there's not that many 6'9" dudes that work for.
Well, now you got to repeat this shit. God damn it.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
So. He he took me home and he was being like a little playful but very modest and started getting to the conversation about spanking. Next thing you know, he fucking takes this huge trunk out of the fucking bed and I'm like, what the fuck is this? You're blonde and blue-eyed. The fuck is
right,
happening? Like, I was scared. There were so many toys, things I didn't know, things that were prickly and just weird.
You had a 50 Shades of Grey.
Absolutely. And so then I started to explore my side more with other people. I don't even know if he's to thank for this, but I realized when he wanted me to dominate him or would say things about being switchy, I was like, nah, bruh.
It's so crazy because, and we talk about this often, I am super into role switching while having sex. I don't mind being submissive and I want a guy to fuck the living shit out of me, but I'm also more so to where I want to take charge. And I think that comes into where maybe I like doing the pegging. We actually had a ton of things to say about that,
right,
on Instagram.
Well, we
this week,
get into
yeah,
it,
we're not going to get into it this episode intense. Because it's way too intense. But I enjoy the switching of roles.
And so where I'm more of a masochist, you're more of a sadist because you like to inflict the pain.
I like to inflict.
So
the pain,
I just wanted to relate this to New York because there's a place I found when talking to called Paddles in New York, and it is a place where you can go and be completely dominated or dominate somebody. There are cages.
Explain what
swingers club.
What type of club is
there? Used to be a swingers club in New York that closed down.
Le Trapeze. Which you can also, if you guys are listening, there is a Le Trapeze in Atlanta, which I heard is amazing. And then there's also a Le Trapeze in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah, and they're like private rooms. You can go in, very clean, have sex, lockers, different things, watch sex. I actually had never gone, never had the time to go, but Paddles.
Let's go. I'm down. I'm down, bro.
I guess it's for research.
Yeah, we could be a couple.
I just feel like you will fuck somebody.
Oh, I'm bringing my strap on. What are you talking about?
And I'm going to be sitting there fucking in the bathroom. If y'all follow me on Instagram, you know I'm going to be like, this fucking bitch. So Paddles, like, if you Google it, right? Paddles NYC, like, one of the first pictures is a woman that's on, like, a Jesus cross.
Oh,
with chaps
bro.
On and like latex and her ass out, and she's gonna get spanked on it. And let me read one of the Yelp reviews really quick. Hold on. I love it here. I can only speak for the men parties. They're great. They're themed and very fun. Everybody gets along by the second hour, and lots of space to do whatever it is you want. Great little stage with scenes put on by the doms that are there. Crowd participation is allowed. They spelled allowed like I'm just
allowed.
It's bothering me. Also, for the kind of club it is, it's quite clean. I don't feel like I'm going to catch something from sitting on the floor. Yes, I do sit on the floor. They have lots of fun things to do.
You don't feel like you're going to catch something? We felt like we were going to catch something sitting on a New York City train, but he feels like he's not going to catch anything in a club.
It's Paddles. There's enticing videos from the TV, the dungeon, the back room, loft, main floor, dim lighting.
Let's go.
Bitch, can I just tell you? Do you remember Single White Female when that bitch went to the dungeon?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you joking?
No.
Get your New York life, bruh.
Okay, bruh.
You haven't seen Single White Female where she had to meet the roommate from Craigslist and the girl started to want to be like her. And so then she cut her hair like her and dyed it red and went to the fucking dungeon and was...
Nope. I hope our listeners know. I sure don't. Is the review over? All I know is you got through...
Oh, wow. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Square cushion sheets. Square cushion seats, a chair, chairs upstairs. They typed really bad. There's a massage table, no charge for women. Check it out, boys.
Hello.
Oh my God. The other review is from someone that has like the Elite 17 on there. And like, bro, if people are following you from reviews, why don't you not leave one for Paddles? And it starts with, come on, kitten. Oh no.
Listen.
WPS, bro.
WPS. Kitten. Have you ever been called a kitten?
No. And that would dry me up.
No. So, I want to go ahead and let you guys know I'm super into all of that, and I'm so glad you brought it up and where our followers could even maybe partake in some of that.
Yeah,
here
we've never
in
done
the city.
That. This is fun.
Oh
my God, let's make like a joint group outing.
A horrible group?
And go to Paddles, bitch.
Okay, y'all, if y'all interested in coming with us to Paddles, nah. Bitch, we got to go by ourselves
first.
It's
going to be the
research.
One night that a bunch of black people come and they'd be like, what the fuck happened? Is it hip hop night? Whoa. Who is Mandy B? Oh, and that's with two eyes. Is that a thing?
Yes, bitch.
And Weezy, is that like Lil Wayne?
Like Lil Wayne. Oh, you asthma. Were in love with Lil Wayne growing up. Now she claims it's her asthma. But
hold on, bitch. You know I carry my inhaler everywhere. Don't try me, ho.
Anyways, guys, this week's episode is going to be a not so horrible decision that we made horrible decisions in. So this week's episode is the not so horrible decision of moving to NYC and all of the horrible decisions that we have done since we've gotten here. Something that I wanted to talk about, actually, I think this is just a way to bring in the dating scene. Both of us, if you guys know, are from Florida. We're both from Orlando originally, and I've also lived in Atlanta and Miami. And something that we've had to do since moving up here is change kind of our mind frame from the South. So, and I want to bring this up
because
it's so funny.
I've got to cut you off for a second. So, by the way, when we stopped being friends, we both lived in Florida.
Yeah.
And so what kind of brought us back together was New York. Mandy, you were like slowly liking my pictures. You would like a picture of mine every few months. And then,
bro, that is not even true.
You
bro.
Love me, honey. You
miss
me.
Get the entire.
Yes,
fuck
you did.
Out
and then
here.
You wrote me and you said, "I know you're moving to New York."
Because people were all hitting. First of all, the nigga who I hooked her up with was like, "You see your old friend moving up here, right?"
He did.
He did, bitch. He's one of the ones who told me on top of all of our other mutual friends.
And he's
friends,
been talking shit now that we friends.
Oh no, bitch.
Oh, you fuck with that hoe,
bitch. That's a bit. That's a bit. But no, everyone was telling me that you were moving up here, mind you. Weezy is someone who I never thought would ever leave the tiny fucking fuck shit city of Orlando.
I was born in San Fran, dude. Why did you think
bro,
I wouldn't leave?
You moved when you were two. That doesn't fucking count. Shut Seven. The fuck up.
You're but right. I hate when people do that.
Yeah, I really didn't think that she would ever leave Orlando. And
what
I really,
about me made you think I would never leave?
I really thought, honestly, just from us talking, like when you got your first job, I remember you getting your first job because, bitch, you were fucking fed with a silver spoon your whole life. Like,
yeah, that was yeah, like, this like, was a really hard transition.
Yeah, so actually getting your first job, moving into your apartment with your roommate and just seeing you blossom, but still just being little ratchet or downtown Orlando. And I really think that the reason, and I just said this to Crystal, I said the reason that I feel like she moved to New York, I said after I saw that you were traveling the world. Like, we didn't travel the world together. The most we did was go on a fucking cruise to the Bahamas. And I know you had done that in your relationship, but I feel like...
No, I'll be honest with you. I've been a lot of places in my life.
Right.
No, like, as a child. So
and
when, I, when
help
I was growing
you
up...
wanting to leave Orlando?
So maybe... So just a little background about me. My parents were super rich when I was growing up. Driver taking me to school, all of it.
She was Nunu.
My father
was... She
was
rich as fuck and had, like, pink tracks in her hair and gold
because
at the
I
bottom.
I wanted to be down. I want to get down. So, super rich when I was growing up. My family took me all over the world, showed me amazing things. And my father was one of the Middle Eastern dudes that had the stores that said going out of business all the time, like selling cameras and shit. And so, played a lot of stocks and lost a lot of money. So, when you met me... My parents, you knew them as kind of having money, but they were losing their home.
They were losing,
slowly.
I remember, yeah.
And I kind of didn't know. So what happened was I thought I would never leave Orlando because I'm 26. My mother is 65. My father's 80 years old. They never thought, right. You know, they were going to have kids. So I thought I would never leave because of them until I realized there is more money to take care of my family in New York. And now I can live comfortably. Taking care of them,
right?
Taking care of me because this is where I can make more money. Because
we ain't got no kids, if y'all haven't.
So I was never gonna leave because of them. Because right. I was just like, oh my god, they're gonna die. And then my mom and I got really fucked up together one night, and she's like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" And what I hate about Orlando is everybody thinks I'm crazy.
You are. It's
you think?
Not a thought. You are fucking psycho.
Really?
Delusions.
Okay. Well, now that I'm in New York, I'm not the crazy one, bro. I watched a guy touch his penis.
Oh, yeah. No, they're crazy here. The people here are fucking
crazy.
But the
thing is, it's not even that. I don't think that's crazy. It was 12:45 p.m. I was literally walking to Papaya Dog from my office, and I'm like, is this thing pulling a dick out? And I work by the Empire State Building, and there are so many tourists.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I wanted to walk around and be like, get your dick back in your goddamn pants.
I know. When my mom was just up here, a guy was shooting heroin in front of Shake Shack.
Dude.
Right in Times Square.
It's like, awesome, bro. It is amazing. It's beauty.
And this is what we like about this fucking place.
Let me tell you, the first moment
out,
in New York,
heroin.
I knew I was in the same, like, it's just in the best place. I was on the train. I always tell this fucking story. It was like my first week living here, and there was a dude sitting on the train in a suit, super attractive, cute, well put together. Guy on the train next to him in a dress and heels. They kiss. There's a little kid across from sitting from them on the subway with his mother. And he's staring and he goes, he's like looking at them kind of like, ugh. And she goes, what are you doing? Don't do that. Let people do what they want to do. And he goes, I ain't looking at them. I'm looking at that dude with his dusty ass shoes. And all I could think to myself was, this New York child doesn't even see the fucking transsexual chick and the fucking dude in his business suit making out. He's like, nah, your shoes is jacked up, bro. And that's when I knew, like, this is how people are born here. They have no, they get it.
Yeah.
There's no closed-minded shit. You're growing up with your neighbor being Indian and Muslim and wearing a fucking turban and someone else having dreads and goals. It's like the best shit to me because I just want to be a place where everybody's different.
Absolutely. I enjoy it here. I don't know if you guys, I guess I could share my little quick brief story about me getting here.
Yeah.
And again, guys, don't worry. We're going to talk about sex. I know you guys probably want to fucking know how we like to rub cum on our face. We're going to get there. But we just definitely wanted you guys to kind of get to know us a little bit more.
Sluts have feelings too.
You know. But I actually moved here from Miami. I had just stopped working on the beach as a bartender, and our landlord kind of wanted his condo back. We had a condo, and so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so it came to the point where I was like, okay, wait, I'm gonna have to go job hunting and house hunting. Why not do it in another city? So I literally sold all of my furniture and moved up to New York with $400 in my pocket. And yeah, what,
and is that when number three Zaddy came into play?
Oh, listen, all the Zaddies had to come into play when I fucking moved up here. But not only that, I went to real estate school. I was literally hitting everyone up that I knew on Twitter, Instagram, everything. Like, hey, I'm in New York. Do you know where I can bartend? I was going all the way from fucking Brooklyn to Long Island to bartend, and fucking worked at Applebee's. Like, I did a temp job, so I was doing,
bitch, you worked at Applebee's?
I worked at fucking Applebee's.
Oh, and my bitch, God, I have found my new joke on the show. Listen, it is no longer going to be about you being a whore.
I bartended at Applebee's across from the Barclay Center. It's when it,
dude,
first
Lil Duval
opened.
Has a tweet out in the world. Fuck that says him. Taking your girl can to Miami not? For your birthday is like taking her to Applebee's.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, fuck you. Anyways, I worked there, bitch. I met a zaddy while working there, so bitch,
oh, you're right.
I sure did. Anyways, so I literally hustled my whole way here. And like, it wasn't until I was here my second year, maybe. Yeah, 2.5 years. I was like, fuck that. I'm getting back into school. And I am literally graduating a semester early, and I'll be graduating in December with my BS in accounting.
Wow.
So
sluts can read?
Yes, bitch, and count. Well, duh, money, bitch. Hello. Hello.
Ow, ow. Dude, my asshole really hurts.
Guys, please tell them why your asshole hurts.
Finish the story, because like
no,
the second
my
I moved-
story is done, because now we're all concerned about why your asshole hurts.
I want to talk about your
MBA. I'm done. So her asshole hurts, guys, because she decided that, mind you, she also rushed me off of the phone because she has a new We Vibe with Loverboy, and he was controlling it.
Hold on. Can I speak for my own fucking asshole, bro? Everybody else has to get in my asshole tonight but me. Damn.
Go.
It just really, I've never fucked in the ass. There it is. I feel like
you know, I don't believe you again.
Bro, why would I lie?
Bro, you, because if
my
the
nigga,
head,
I just told
the,
a story about fucking a dude and making somebody else
right,
eat the cum off
okay,
of me.
Okay, but
and
if
you want to tell
because,
me that I fucked in the ass and I ain't fucking a motherfucking ass?
If the head went into your ass, that bitch, you kind of fucked. Even if it didn't go all the way. Listen, guys, I don't give a fuck. If the head inserts
if
your rectum, even if it hurts.
If someone's fucking you hard and they think it's going in your pussy and it accidentally goes in your ass, that shit don't count. Because it's all over from there. It's, and I run into the bathroom. And I'm literally checking for blood. That's why. So.
Okay, so she hasn't done anal, but she's now sticking toys up her ass.
Dude.
So,
okay, we all know I like Loverboy. And of course, in the fucking New York hell that I live in, I expect. I moved to New York mainly for work. 25% of it was love. And the other was for just the experience. Just living my life. And so I just expected that I would have a better dating life because
New
there's
York
so many more.
Sucks.
I thought there would be
ass.
More men here. So then I meet one I like, and this motherfucker gotta move all the way across the goddamn seas for work when I'm like starting to, you know what?
Yeah, guys, just so you guys know, Loverboy is now gone for the next like 3 months.
4 months.
Four
five
months.
6 months.
He
Am
gone
I gonna
for
see
a while.
Him again?
He gone for a while.
So anyway.
He gonna put that pussy on a fly. Fly that pussy out.
Okay, don't embarrass me.
It's okay. I'll tell you the fly out rules, bitch. Just
really?
Make sure you get a round trip.
Oh my god. So, anyway, he, you know, I don't know. We haven't discussed our feelings, how we feel about each other. I knew I liked him. I thought he liked me back. Think he liked me back. Whatever. I'm seeing. I'm feeling.
Okay,
anyway, my
ahead,
asshole.
Share
so
about your
he
ass.
Got a wee vibe for me. And a Wii Vibe is this sex toy. It's kind of like two-ended. It looks like a U, and one goes in your pussy and your clit, or in your pussy and your ass, wherever you want to put it, and he controls it whenever he wants to. Because, like I said, I told him it was his pussy, and so now I got to stick to the rules.
Yes, bitch.
So, bitch.
Pussy.
I didn't even tell you about the church, did I?
No. A church? Bro, don't be putting a wee vibe in your pussy in church.
Okay. First of all, I'm an atheist.
Oh, my. Oh.
So let's start with
Are you
that.
Really?
Well, I'm Buddhist. So
is Buddhist atheist?
I mean, I don't believe in God because I feel like it's propaganda for the slaves. So anyway, what happens is I'm at church for work. I run appointments a lot with clients and different type of businesses in New York. So I'm at a church and he told me that I needed to go and put the wee vibe in my pussy or else. Mm-hmm. And so I did. So it was in my pussy when I was on the subway. And I was like, oh, my God, please don't let this motherfucker let this shit go off in his goddamn church. So here I am sitting with the pastor about data issues that they're experiencing in the basement. And next thing you know, it sounds like my phone is going off, but it's really my asshole.
Oh my and God.
I'm like, yeah, so you know the connectivity. But I was like, bruh. And so I'm looking down at my phone and I could see the messages pop up. Is it paired? Do you feel it? Is it too slow? And I'm just like, oh my God, God. And then I'm saying God. And then I'm like, oh no. And then I just like, I know I'm going to hell already, like first class ticket. You know what I'm saying?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
But now it's like confirmed.
With gasoline draws.
Well, bitch, I'm talking to Pastor the entire time while I'm getting fucked. And low key, I felt like I was going to come. And then I was even feeling more hot about it because like there's this big old cross and like I just was like so turned on.
Why I was always turned on by a cross?
Because,
bro,
you know, Cruel Intentions when she had the cross in her tits, bro, and the schoolgirl's skirt. It's a thing. So anyway.
It's a thing.
Not only did I have to subject myself to that, you know, today before we got to the podcast, I had to. He wants to get in my asshole.
Sexed.
Yeah. You know, sexting is a thing when like look, when there's long distance dick, you start sexting. Right. So
sexting.
He told me when we see each other, he's going to get in my ass. And so I'm like, I don't know. I'm really scared. So now I have to practice. And I had to send a video fucking my asshole. And so the crazy thing is, I was very shocked at how far a plug went. But then once it's in, I'm like, oh, bitch, this shit feels good. So I fucked the shit out of my ass because mainly it was for video. You know, I needed it to look good. It's for aesthetics. Like, if you're going to come to this video,
you got to show me how big that toy is. Because
here, I'll show you the video.
I don't want to see the video.
You want to see my asshole, bitch.
I
don't want to
see your asshole. I actually like seeing guy assholes.
It's a really cute asshole.
More than your asshole.
Hold on. Let me turn the volume down.
I like boy ass.
Oh, my God. So it's like this big.
It's not. Look, do you see this? Did you see it? Wait, please show the sound guy.
I can't because we're going to see him for like the next few years. I don't know.
Can you please show the sound guy?
Look, I'm going to show you one fucking clip. You have to get
on the mic. I'm not going
to
lie, guys.
No, you ain't about to look at my asshole.
Guys,
you can't know it's not a
cute
asshole.
Guys, real quick, she totally just showed me it. And the way she's taking that toy, you're not going to tell me you have not taken a dick in that
ass. I swear on my life, bro.
Are you going to show him?
I take plugs in my ass. That's it. Okay, it's a tiny little fucking plug. It's not that big.
Yeah, bro.
I'm getting live notifications. It's kind
bro.
Of...
Bro, you're a whore.
Isn't it a cute asshole, Boris?
I saw more of the pussy than the ass. The toy was in the asshole.
Okay, well, all you need to know is it was in and it went and yeah, that's why my asshole hurts.
Your asshole looked more open than mine and I actually do anal sex.
First of all, it's a very thin plug, bitch, and I was practicing. I also spit on it a lot and it worked.
Oh.
So, okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, daddy wanted to see my asshole.
Okay. So what I wanted to say before I saw real loud to opt up. So before we.
Oh, about your college degree?
No, bitch. No, I wanted to actually talk about how our living in New York, your standards kind of have to change. So moving from the South, like, listen, bitch, when you're in high school, your nigga better have a car. Okay. And by the time y'all graduate, fair, can you please have your apartment off Kirkman and we just fucking make it happen? Oh, Metro West, you doing it big. Like,
right.
You know, you're used to guys having their own apartment, their cars, and you move to New York and you like, oh, you got a roommate? Oh, you don't have a car? And it's like, then you realize, like, after living here, like, I don't mind a guy not having a car. Like,
I haven't fucked somebody with a roommate yet, bro.
Well,
knock on wood,
knock
bro.
Knock on wood.
Have not.
But see, also, well, no, that's good. Well,
I ain't got one, bitch, and I ain't fucking.
Yeah, but see, your guys also, so we were just talking on the way here, and I was talking about how I would love living. So where we record, it's mad warehouses, but we saw an apartment. I was like, yo, if.
We're in Brooklyn, by the way.
We're in Brooklyn. And I was like, yo, if I lived over here, at least my nigga could find parking. And she was like, I have not fucked a guy with a car yet.
No.
And I'm like, I fuck guys with cars.
One guy with a car.
But that's because I live in the Bronx. And so I'm talking to guys who either live in Jersey or New Rochelle or Mount Vernon. And so those are
places. I don't even, bitch, what is that? It sounds like a high school, New Rochelle. I graduated from New Rochelle.
It's a city. I think it is actually a high school, but it's a city.
So just to get you guys like used to the boroughs, right? So like, Manhattan is obviously the metropolis where you're looking on TV, you see Times Square. I pretty much live in Times Square. I live on 54th and 8th, and it sucks. I'm moving to the Lower East Side in a month. Can't wait. Got approved, bitch!
Oh, yeah, guys. She got her apartment, so that's exciting.
Yeah, Manhattan is congested for cars.
She'll start to share her AA meetings with you guys.
Go fuck yourself, bro. Go fuck your asshole.
I'm not... I want to fuck someone else's ass.
In Manhattan, right? Like, my building has... I think out of a few hundred apartments, 70 parking spots, and they are each $1,200 a month. So
yeah, it's ridiculous
to have a car to pay for space. There is no space.
Sure. There's no space. Period.
I've had a friend or two like pick me up, like, oh, let's go out, girl. And like, I'm like, bro, just don't get me in the car.
Yeah. No, we had a car one time and we decided to go to Dykeman because we got the car. One of Crystal's little dudes gave us the car for the weekend. Bitch, the first thing we did was go to a Walmart. Bitch, we went all the way to White Plains.
Bitch, I missed Walmart.
Bitch, we went all the way to the White Plains for the Walmart. But
so
no,
there's no chains.
There was no parking. We literally drove around for 50 minutes over there by La Marina, and we was like, fuck it, we going home.
Dude, like, it's really difficult to park. Like, it's a fucking thing. So Mandy lives in the Bronx, which is more of like neighborhood and family and parking spaces, and people have cars over there. And so like, it's funny because when I hear that a guy has a car, I'm like, you must live in Jersey. Like,
it's mad judgy. Sure,
you know what I'm saying?
It is.
Another thing that New York, I just want to vent really quick. Shout out to Girls, one of my favorite shows. They mentioned it on their second to last episode, and it actually happened to me. When you see a shit in New York.
When you see a shit?
Just hear me out, bro. When you see a shit on the street, you immediately think, dog shit.
Bro. Why?
But in New York,
where are we going with
there this? Are human shits, and I have seen someone take one.
Wait, what?
Son, this is like second month of me living here. I saw someone take a shit. And it's like, do you want to find a corner? So now every time I'm around, just like she said, Lena Dunham, I'm like, I don't know if it's a human shit or not.
That is fucking
disgusting.
Let me
ask you a question. Has every shit you've ever taken been on a toilet?
Yes.
Live your life, man.
Wait,
the
are you
same
wait,
thing.
Wait, real quick. Are you shitting on people?
No, but there's been times where I couldn't shit in a toilet.
And where did you shit?
Dude, I go to a lot of music festivals.
So where do you shit?
First of all, you get something to wipe with, obviously, but like you don't always have. You know what? Let's next question. This is always about me. You're always attacking me.
I mean, I'm just asking a question.
Sometimes shit's just I don't know. I'm IBS, okay?
Oh, my God.
Nah, but they were talking about girls. Like, fucking New York is disgusting, bro.
It is disgusting. It
shit
absolutely
everywhere.
Is.
Like,
and then I really didn't notice. It's so crazy because living in Florida, you meet a guy from New York and everything about him is just like,
oh, you hate it.
No, I loved it in Florida.
Oh, and I
now
hated
that,
him.
But now that I'm
I
up
love
here,
me some
I'm
country
like,
boys.
Oh, yeah. No, now I'm missing the country boys for
so
sure.
So something about New York dudes that I hated when I lived in Florida was the attitude. There is a vibe of cockiness.
Oh, the cockiness.
And this sense of superiority.
Well, I enjoyed it until I'm sitting here and I'm living in New York and you're cocky and
tell
you,
what, you
don't
though,
have your own shit to live
it
in.
It makes sense to me now.
You ain't got a pot to piss in. What you cocky about?
But you live in the best fucking place in
it
the
is,
world.
For sure.
Like 100%. Sure. Dude, I watched someone take a shit and I was still like, yeah, I'm not moving.
Yeah, no, me and if you guys follow us, me and Weezy have literally traveled probably the world between
everywhere,
the two of
dude.
Us, like everywhere.
And that's the thing about the cockiness, right? You come somewhere else because I've done it. I go back home to Orlando and my friends are like, you want to go out? And I'm like, where? Like, where are we going to go?
Bitch, where?
You know what I mean? Like, it's just something about this city. Like, it makes you feel alive and you can do anything you want at any time of day. I don't know if I told you, Valentine's Day week, I was kind of depressed, not wondering, knowing what I was going to do. I was seeing and but didn't really know what was going to go on. And so this guy hits me up on Tinder and he's like, hey, the girl that I'm seeing, I flew in from London, the girl that I'm seeing and I got in a huge fight. I have reservations at Serafina. Do you want to come? And I was like, no, I don't want to fucking come. Like, I'm your fucking second choice, blah, blah. He's like, get dressed up pretty. I'm wearing my suit. I just got off work. Let's meet each other. Let's have a total first date talk and make everybody think we've been together forever. Let's have fun. I was in there for 4 hours with him, bro. The best time. Never saw him again. That is New York shit.
Right.
There's nowhere else in the world you can live where someone's like, yeah, this is safe.
There's also probably nowhere in the world where every week you're getting a, hey, I'm in your city text.
There is no long distance dick.
There is no, because
this is layover dick.
This is, oh, bitch, I just had some. I didn't get the layover dick. Long story. Pretty much just got annoyed. But yeah, nigga was on a 10-hour layover and was pretty much offering the dick.
I fucked on 10-hour layovers here when I didn't live here.
No, I have fucked on layovers.
I have gotten layovers on purpose. I'm like, 3 hours? Nah, let's go for 11.
Oh, bitch. Oh, yeah, but on my way to Singapore, bitch, I got layover dick in Atlanta. Purposely set that shit up. But yeah, it's definitely one of those cities. And I mean, for the ladies out here, including most of my friends, including me 4 years ago, there's also two of every sports teams here. So you have two basketball, two football, two.
You told me not to bring this up.
No, and I didn't, but I'm saying for the listeners.
Hold on, like, quiz me.
What, quiz you about Wade?
Okay, let's talk teams. What I know there's Rangers. Is there another hockey team?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, wait.
There is another hockey team. It used to be, oh, shit. I have
the Nationals?
I haven't. What is the other hockey team? Islanders. That's okay. What it is. Okay, so Islanders, Knicks, Rangers.
Nets.
Yes, bitch.
Knicks and Nets?
Yes. Football now.
Football. Jets?
Uh-huh. Bro, come the fuck up. How is she my friend, guys?
The Buffalo?
No, bro. Well, that's upstate.
Hold on.
In New York City, what's the other football team?
Oh, my God. Come on, dude. Fuck.
Bro, the Giants.
Oh.
Okay, now what's the two baseball teams?
The Mets.
Okay, but you got to know the other one.
Yankees.
Okay. So she got 7 out of 8? Ish.
Huh?
95%. Like a 95%. That's not bad. That ain't bad.
Bitch. Ugh.
But yeah, I mean, it's just definitely one of those cities where it's just always something going on. It's super awesome. And I'm at Lawyer Bay, and hopefully that's going to be.
There are. That's the thing, like, though. You will meet amazing. Every single person I meet, whether we have something or not, they are amazing. They do something amazing. They're so fucking cool. Whether they're broke or whatever, they have the coolest fucking story.
Absolutely.
Everybody in New York has this come up. I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm an executive in telecom right now, and I was literally working out of a retail store.
Yeah.
When I first moved here, because I was like, it's okay, I'm gonna get there.
Well, I went from bartending. I even bartended at, well, I did bottle service at Starlets. I literally went from, I guess the strip club to a Fortune 500 company.
You see, we are such gross, bitch. Still sucking dick, though.
So actually, I wanted to go ahead and get into kind of our vanilla shit now, if you don't mind. And it's actually
I want to talk more about dick,
bitch. It includes dick because, bitch, I have a story about this.
Oh,
okay. Yay. Okay. Hand clap. Okay, so today's vanilla shit is actually from an article that I read on Vice.com. And the article is actually talking about a new study that takes an in-depth look at the practice of removing a condom during sex without a partner's knowledge or consent.
What do you mean? It teaches you how to do it?
No, it's a study that took place, and they're showing that apparently it happens very often. And apparently a guy in Europe, if I look it up right, I believe it's Germany. A guy in Germany actually was found of rape for doing this. And so this is something that I wanted to bring up. Yeah.
But
he was actually charged with yeah. A man was convicted of rape after removing a condom during sex without consent. And I wanted to bring this up because I'm very pro condom.
Hell the fuck
when
yeah.
It comes to having sex. It doesn't matter how nasty I am. I'm super condom conscious. And it's actually happened to me. And it's crazy because I literally tell this to all the guys who want to. I'm like, listen, the best, my top three dicks, bitch, done been condom dick. So this hole, it feels better when it's raw. I'm sure I have literally the best with condom dick. And
because we don't have the shit end of the stick.
No, well, bitch, fuck that. My pussy wet. I be having niggas check to see if the condom is still there.
I'm saying, we don't have, I think men have the worst end of the stick. I'm sorry, I want to say the dick. But
no, I get it.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, the pounding, or, like, you actually have to feel.
Well, it's the pounding, but it's also, I mean, I can get that, but you have condoms now that are thin. You have, I mean, if you do enough foreplay, nigga, and you don't just try to stick your dick in.
Yeah.
Like, my pussy gets wet as fuck. Like, I have a very, very wet
I feel
pussy.
You when you said so, dudes have to check. Actually, yeah, I've been fucking lover boy with condoms, and I was thinking, I'd be so wet. I was looking down like that.
Like, did he slip the condom off? Right. So I have a story. I guess I'll share one. It's actually happened to me twice. But we talked about BDSM in one of our last episodes. And so this is why, literally, I will not let a guy
see why you can't fucking have bodies, bro. Because dudes ain't going to try you.
So listen. So I was with this guy. And yeah, this was our first time fucking. We had been talking for quite some time, and so he's eating the entire fuck out of my pussy, like, probably. So mind you, when I said I was gonna mention this on Twitter, I got a DM, and he was like bragging because I said my top three dicks had condoms, and clearly he took his off, so he knew I wasn't talking about him. But I was like, don't worry, you about top
he
five
didn't even fucking know you, like,
girl. So he's eating my pussy, it feels amazing, and he goes down, I guess, into his drawer, and he pulls out a blindfold, and I'm just like, oh my god. He's like, it's okay, like, don't worry, like, you know. And so he's putting on the blindfold, so I let him fucking blindfold me, and he's looking at my titties, he's doing all of this, and he goes to fuck me. Mind you, when he goes to fuck me, there is a condom. Like, he had a condom on. I felt to make sure the condom was there. So he's fucking me all types of fucking ways. Like, it's great. I turned around. All the time, I'm fucking blindfolded. So no. He comes. I turn around back on my back, and he's still fucking me. And finally, I feel it, and I can feel it, like, pulsating. Like, I can feel my pussy, like, his dick pulsating, like, it's gonna come. And I'm just like, okay. And he's like,
no.
Girl, he goes, and then comes and just lays on me. Literally lays on me. And so as I go to push his body off of me, he's like, you're gonna be mad.
What?
Bitch! I said, excuse me? He's like, just let me lay real quick, but you're gonna be mad. Oh, and nah, I was just bitch. Like,
and this is a fucking guy that's,
mind you, this is, and I'll say it, he was an athlete. And I'm like, what do you mean? And so I literally push his body off of me.
I don't know if you're gonna let me go this far. We can bleep it if you want. No, but don't. Let me it. Just don't. Say a really known somebody that you would think
that you would think, and I know for him to have fucked other people and be super condom conscious,
because so you think someone that big,
I know,
is going to do something like that.
I know, and I didn't
with a girl. They don't. No, not saying you ain't shit. I'm just saying.
Right, right. And he didn't. Like, this was our first time having sex, and so when I pushed him off, I literally looked down, and he was like, it was just feeling so good. And I was just like, what?
And I looked
at him, and I was just like, are you serious? Like, not only did he just fuck me without a condom, like, he came in me. And so I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? And then, of course, the conversation came up about the plan B, but I was just like,
nigga, do you have an STD?
Like, yeah.
Yo, we got to talk about what happened to me real quick.
So real quick, and this is along the lines. So just so you guys know,
ridiculous,
and this is very important. The number one concern about fucking raw to me is not getting pregnant. Because listen, I got $500. No, I'm just playing. But
if you ain't got it, I got it, bitch. You got to send me.
Listen, I'm not having a kid.
Send me the
but
text.
There are things that
I will
you,
square cash you,
bitch.
Venmo.
Hello.
We are not going to ruin our lives in this podcast, bitch. Shit.
But no. So there are things you worse no than pregnant babies. Hell. Fuck a plan B. That's fucking $50.
And you know, people love to, men love to throw that out. So I want to read you guys this text
is,
that
this
I got today.
Awesome. So this is, she received a text today from a guy who she was fucking a couple months ago. They no longer deal with each other. But this was the text she got.
No, like, hard feelings. Just kind of like fell off. But he was the only guy I was sleeping with for quite a while. He was the guy I had the Tinder page with.
Yes.
And I haven't slept with this dude in 3 months. And he sent me this text today. Hey, sorry I have to send you this shitty text. This is 8 a.m. I'm pretty sure this is a recent thing and you don't have to worry. But I got tested this weekend and it came back positive for chlamydia. You should check just in case.
What a fucking class act.
Dude, let me tell you something. I screenshot this text. I sent it to two homegirls. A few homegirls.
Right.
One group chat I was in, one girl said, I'd never fuck him again.
And this is why people do not share their results. Which
you
is
are
terrible.
Out of your mind.
You're fucking stupid.
Let me tell you what I wrote him back.
I liked it.
I said, hey, I gotta say, I am mind blown that you even text me this 3 months later. We haven't slept together in a long damn time. It made me even feel better if there was a next time. I got tested a few weeks ago and I'm okay. I'm going to send you the results just to make you feel a little better. But I want you to know it is so important to me that you've done this and I appreciate you.
No, and I totally, this is something that I definitely want. And I know we're fucking raunchy and nasty and you guys
who
probably
fucking
think
does
we're
this,
disgusting,
bro?
But no one does that. And I think it's, what also I think is important is just to educate yourself on the STDs. Yeah, we know HIV, AIDS, those are the fucking killers. But everything else is curable. And HPV, apparently 85% of fucking everyone has fucking some form of herpes.
I mean, you either have the kind of HPV that will give you cancer or just be dormant in your body. But
right.
Sure, okay.
But it's not a killer.
Right.
And everything else, like the chlamydia, like
the trach,
like
everything. But it's still an embarrassing thing to do. And nobody wants to have these conversations. That's why a lot of people ask me, like, oh, what do you mean you're pulling out test results? Or
oh, I have mine in my phone.
PDF, bitch.
Hello, bitch.
Log in the portal.
Yeah, so we totally go to the same gyno. And I, like, screenshot it, especially my HIV results. Can I see your results?
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I, like, with Loverboy, he was the only person I was fucking with. But I just liked how safe and how unspoken it was.
Yeah.
Like condoms, like, yeah, we like each other, but you never know.
Especially when you are having casual sex with multiple partners, I think.
Oh, you want to say I'm having casual sex and being promiscuous now, bitch? That's what you want to do again? Because I. But I will say, when I read that text this morning, what that. To me, you have to go outside of yourself to be.
Oh, to that, admit that. Absolutely.
To admit that you have. Do you know how embarrassing it is to text someone that you
had
chlamydia? You fucked 3 months ago?
Yeah.
I mean, like. I was mind blown. And with condoms.
Yeah.
The dude, and I never fucked.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
He definitely sent me a picture and his dick was raw.
Oh! You.
She
bitch.
Had to remember that. Bitch, his dick was raw. You guys didn't use condoms every time, but for him to text you and that was 3 months ago.
Well,
that
I wasn't the bitch gave it to him. And no, actually, but him and I both. And that's why so I'm kind of not surprised he texted me that when we first started sleeping together. I think we had the conversation.
Yeah.
We were having threesomes. And I was like, so should we be the only people we're sleeping without condoms? We sent test results and it was great. So
yeah, and I definitely.
And it's a very an adult thing to do.
I think it definitely is. But I think a more adult thing to do is if your partner is asking you to wear a condom, to not disrespect her body by pulling it off in the middle of
sex. Have you ever had a man ask you, oh, I'm good, are you? Like, what?
You know what's crazy? I've had a guy say that.
Like, I'm good. Like,
yeah,
Yeah,
I've had a guy say that. However, it's come off, so I'm just supposed to take your word. It ain't like he pulled out a goddamn PDF with his results. Like, look, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
But it's also, I'm not on birth control. So even if you are good, my nigga, if I don't see you as no baby daddy or you broke, which a lot of these good dick niggas is broke. If you, what? I'm just saying.
That's the way God does it, though. It's like short dudes have big dicks.
Sure, no, I fuck guys that are all
I'm
over
just saying,
6'5 and their dicks are huge.
I'm just saying God gives you something, okay? He gives you a little bit of something. Pretty girls are dumb. Ugly girls are smart and funny.
Which I'm not going to lie, which is why I'm mad. Mind you, rapper 24/7 when I first met him was broke. And I was like, okay, but you fine and got a big dick. I get it. Now he's popping and I'm so upset because it's like, wait. You're fine as fuck, got good dick, and now you have money? Oh, you're not supposed to have all three.
He's a rapper. That sucks.
I know. The rapper part does suck. Yeah.
Dude, I honestly want to meet. I hate these sceney guys. Like, when someone's too cool for school, like, it's
bro, I'm so
hard.
Mad his fucking Instagram is verified. Like, that's why I'm just like, Lawyer Bay is who I'm destined
to be. Dude, Loverboy could dress well, and that drives me nuts. Like, I like telling. Nope! Like, I don't like that shit.
Right, right, right.
I really get a little antsy when I know somebody is. No, I don't want anybody else to want to fuck you. I want you to be an ugly ass motherfucker.
Nah, unfortunately, I like these fine guys, which is probably why half of them are.
I don't want it.
You know.
Now look at me. I got a bruised fucking asshole and I didn't even have sex.
That's pretty unfortunate.
You know what it is? Like, making videos, first of all, let me just say this is so difficult. Like, now that we're doing this whole, like, okay, you're away, let's have this whole wee vibe relationship, it is so hard to take a video of your pussy and your asshole at the
same
time.
It's super hard.
Oh, let me read you the request because you don't understand how much. Here it goes. Show me how you're gonna take me in your ass. Show me more. I want you to show me exactly how I'm going to fuck you. Sit on it like you would sit on my dick. Pussy and clit.
That's way too many instructions.
How many videos?
I don't know. But
bitch, I had to send three.
But bro, this is why I don't like sending videos to guys, because you'll sit here and send them titties, then they want to see pussy. Then you send them pussy, then they want to see ass. Then you laying down and they say stand up. Then they say put a finger in it. Then do you have toys? It's like, my nigga.
Dude.
Like, here's Pornhub.com.
I just wanted to come.
I can't do this anymore.
Oh, so I have to tell you this conversation that happened. I don't even know how many whole stories I'm gonna have, because so I texted him. I was like, why are you ain't sending me pictures of nobody you fucking with? Because I said, like, listen, like, send me some pictures of your bitches, I'm gonna send you some of mine, like, what's up? And he was like, yeah, okay. So he told me, like, I don't have any to send you because I've been busy. I'm like, okay, so you ain't fucking, that's what you're saying? And he was like, look, I don't want you to fuck anybody else. I'm just saying, like, I ain't your daddy, but I don't want you to fuck anybody else. And it's funny because I find it really interesting when casual sex has emotions to it.
It happens.
It does.
It absolutely happens.
And the thing that's embarrassing for me, and I can't even believe I'm going to say it, is I'm horny, but I'm just not interested in fucking anybody else. And that is the most embarrassing thing.
It sucks to get caught up on casual dick. That's not
you're
yet
telling
your
me
dick.
The only know. Orgasms I'm gonna be having are from wee vibes.
Well, I masturbate every night
in
so
iMessage
like
chats.
Do you masturbate though, right?
Are you joking?
You do.
Do I masturbate? What is this, episode 6 all over again? I fucking got off the mic, bro.
You're right. You are a masturbator.
So, I mean, yeah, I masturbate. I mean, and I'm having fun with it and I enjoy it. But honestly, like,
real quick,
I don't want to have bad sex and then have to meet all my dudes cut me off because they fucking mad about the podcast.
Which is ironic. I can't get my guys to leave. I block them. They email me. I block their email. They Skype.
That,
like,
bitch. That slide out the condom pussy.
Bitch, it's that comeback. It's that comeback. But no. But yeah, I mean, I'm just definitely ready to hopefully find one.
But see, what's the weird thing about me is that I don't mind not fucking another dude, but low key.
Yeah, because
I want him to fuck.
I mean, you got bitches to fuck.
I want him to fuck some other hoes. I want to see.
Oh yeah, look, we talked about that. We like watching.
How bad is that? Now I don't want him to like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, take her out for a drink. Be a nice person. I don't want you. I don't want to think some dude I'm fucking with is just fucking some bitch. And no, treat her nice, but then kick her out.
You're so different than me. I'd rather my nigga fuck a bitch, but don't you dare take her to dinner. Don't you dare make her feel special.
But like, don't fucking, like, I don't know. Like, I appreciate knowing that people are good people. Like, I'm not saying I want you to have a dinner with this bitch and ask about her hobbies. But like, if you need to take her for a drink, like, fine.
Right.
And I just want to know that, whatever, like, I don't mind if some bitches take care of it.
Okay.
I want to look.
We do like looking. Well, I am, I guess, going to go ahead and tie this up. I guess we should say something nice about each other.
You know
and
what?
I have something nice for the first time. Jesus Christ. You ain't got to go first.
Really? Because I'm such a promiscuous fucking whore?
I know. So actually, and that's what I was going to say, something nice about. I actually appreciate you. Looking past my PMS, because I was fucking emotional.
Hold on, wait.
No, we don't have to.
No, yes,
my
the
PMS.
Fuck we do. Because Mandy went off on me so bad
that I was crying,
and she was crying. She was like, "Fuck you,
I said, fuck this.
You
show.
Know what? You don't
fuck
fucking
it.
Own your whole shit. And you're a fucking liar, baby. Fuck you."
I was like, "You're fucking delusional. I'm sick of all my."
She was like, "You judge me." I'm like, "Mandy, I asked you to do this show with me because I care. I'm like really saying these words because I care about you. I think you're amazing. Like, what are you talking about? No, you don't. You judge me." I'm like.
And this came from, I guess I can go ahead and talk about it. So I guess whatever. I've dealt with quite a bit of athletes. And I don't know if you guys picked up on it, but it hurt me that every fucking show she want to make fun of fucking dribbling a ball and fucking all this
dribbling
shit.
Dribbling balls and nuts.
And
yeah.
I was like, Jesus. And it's because we did have this break in our friendship. And I'm like, girl, like, I done talked to a diplomat of a country. I was like,
Miss UN.
Bitch, for real. He do work at the United Nations. And I was like, shit, the guy who I'm really, really, like, emotional with right now, he's a securities lawyer. Like, I was talking to him through his last year of law school.
He's still 6'7".
He is 6'7". He is 6'7".
So you couldn't dribble, but huh?
He's a lawyer. No, he got injured in college, bitch.
Oh, but, my God.
But he's a lawyer now. And so, you know, through the jokes, I was like, I really don't want people to look at me like that because I really enjoy professional, educated men.
And that's the thing that happened to me. It was the same thing that we were both upset about each other over. It's like, and I don't want people to think that my sex is nothing.
Right. And I just, so I commend you for looking past the emotional state that I was in, and bitch,
because I called her back.
I was like, she called me back because bitch, I hung up on her.
No, you hung up on me, and I text you. I said, we done.
She said, we're done. Like, she deaded me in a motherfucking
I wrote her back.
Text.
I said, I'm good on the show.
Yeah. I was like, that's fine. Done,
bitch.
That's fine.
I called somebody else. I called Dub out of breath. I said I was on 34th and 6th, bitch. I'm like, you know what? And she already knew. She was like, yo, Mandy just called me. What happened?
I
was like, fuck
Dub.
That hoe. Fuck that bitch. I'm done with that hoe. I don't know what the fuck
understand.
I was thinking about this bitch. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, dude, chill the fuck out. So you know what? I hung up and I thought to myself, one thing I know about Mandy is maybe she doesn't, and about each other.
Right.
Maybe she doesn't know me anymore. Since I practice Buddhism, I am like super genuine in my feelings and I don't say things that I don't mean anymore. And maybe in the past I was like, man, I'm very dismissive. And when I tell her sorry, I mean it. And so I called her back and I said, just let me talk. And I know you don't want to let me talk, but I just want you to let me hear me out.
And I actually listened to her, which I don't often do because if you know me, I'm always right. I'm a fucking narcissist. And at the end of her going on saying what she had to say, I was just like, okay. I said, thank you.
No way. She says, okay, I heard you. I said, are you being sarcastic? Or does the show still on?
I was like, no, I'm PMSing and I realized that I probably shouldn't have gone
listen,
that far.
Listen, hoes be crying, dog.
We be crying, bitch. And it's not just when we get good head, okay? We fucking cry.
Here's my nice thing about you.
Okay.
It's for the opposing thing. I was so insecure about thinking for 1 second I was promiscuous. And I had a bunch of people write me things about, since I've talked about liking to be called a whore or a slut and telling me I will never find somebody that cares about me or respect me. Some girl told me the lover boy might sound like he like you, but if you want him to fuck another bitch, he'll never respect you. And I cannot handle how people are talking to me since we started the show. And Mandy has had everything under the sun.
Oh my God. Everything.
And like, it doesn't even bother it. Like,
it doesn't
when we talk,
me at all.
She's like, oh yeah, they call me a hoe. Oh, they call me a bitch. And they call me a slut. And blah, blah, blah. And,
they call me fat. They call me fucking everything. Literally under the fuck.
I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to handle
it,
you know?
It's definitely something where I've just grown a thick skin over the years, especially being a blogger, being a model, being a part of fucking Black Twitter, Jesus Christ, and just becoming a personality on social media.
And I think not everybody is built for that. And I also appreciate that you took this show, horrible decisions, and where I didn't appreciate you trying to play with me, I think what I didn't notice is you just wanted me to feel good about it. Like, there's nothing wrong with
what you're
doing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. And that's absolutely what I say. And so we're going to go ahead and end episode 7. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope it was a slutty enough for you guys.
We talked about our parents and work.
Oh my God.
I should have sucked some more dick this week.
I didn't suck any. So, wait. I'm lying.
Oh my God.
Wait. I have to think about it.
She was a hoe on
Sunday.
Wait,
I have to think about it.
And I was in a church.
I'm
lying.
I didn't fuck this week.
Oh, the other person sucked
this
a dick?
No, this was last week. After our last recording, actually. But we'll talk about that later. Yeah, he was young. I don't want to talk about it. It was good, though. Anyways.
I hope you guys learned a lot about us.
I hope you guys learned a lot about us, a little bit more about the show, and just a little bit about every motherfucking thing. Again, as you guys see, we're raw, we're uncut. Please, 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 if you guys have any stories you want to share with us or if you have any advice that you want us to give to you, please email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. And just for some of you guys who don't know how to spell it, it's whore, whore, and then the ending of horrible, ible.
It's whore.
Whore.
That's what you are.
Whore.
By the way, leave us a review if you can on iTunes.
Or the podcast app. It's the same thing.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck that is. So
yeah.
Mandy is, you know what? You are the
smart one. I'm the fucking techie and I didn't even realize it.
And I don't even, and I'm the one who works in tech.
Right. Like, I ran a blog, so it makes sense. Also, if you are an Android user, I'm sorry. You guys can go ahead and add us on SoundCloud. Also, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, on SoundCloud, everywhere. Also,
they're like, damn, shut up and talk about dick again.
I know, bitch. Anyways, you can go ahead and follow me on Twitter or Instagram @FullCourtPumps. It will also be in the description. I've been working on adding all of our things on the description. So you can find both of our Instagram names on the description. Also, you can find the horrible decisions.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Instagram,
like,
I mean,
dude.
You gotta let them fucking know, bitch, where the fuck to find us, because we don't even put our faces on our own horrible decisions Instagram.
We're doing some cover art with hot dogs and bananas. You gotta love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you guys will love the cover art that we're doing this weekend.
All right, dude, our engineer's gotta go home. He's like, okay, over us. We didn't even talk about dick. He's like, bitch, you went overtime and you didn't suck no dick this week?
He's mad. Okay, where can they find you? Oh, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Full Court Pumps. And where can they find you, Wheezy?
I'm Wheezy, what the fuck?
Wheezy WTF. Anyways, that has been episode 7. Lucky number 7. Thank you guys so very much. Please go out, suck dicks, lick pussies, get your asshole ate, all of that, and have a wonderful
week.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.